Deeper, pet. On the path into resting, deep trance. Leave everything by the side of that path. Accept your ability to listen and proceed onward. The more things you move out of the way, the easier it is for us to re-educate some little parts of your mind. And the mind is always receptive, learning, looking for the next thing to take on board. That's where our fetishes come from, after all. Our exposure to the world around us. It's where we learn the things that arouse, the things that titillate, the things which draw us onward into desire, into being turned on, but also into wanting change. And you put it all together and you end up with a set of desires that is always being augmented. You see something, and sure, consciously you think, wow, I want that. Wow, I wish that were me. You look at some situation, some person, and your senses listen and absorb. And once you're ready, you start to make changes. But that's at the conscious level. At the subconscious level, you're little more than an open, waiting vacuum. What happens is, when you see something and it pleases you, your brain is already sending that little arousal or interest or training signals to the rest of you. This is where our learned habits and responses come from. For example, if a person is made to wear a bell every time they undergo pleasurable stimuli, then eventually the mere act of wearing the bell will cause them to feel aroused, turned on, and trained, because they've been trained to react a specific way to specific stimuli by taking them to that place. So, for example, if I helped you go so deep that you forgot your body, that you set aside your memory of sensation, and then I elaborated upon and called up the memories of certain things that you already are attracted to, drawn to, that already complete who you feel like being, who your mind already tries to map onto your body. So, for example, using your senses and letting your body become the right one. For if we let certain things fall away as you fall downward, let your mind fade, your awareness and indeed even your memory of your body, your shape, your form, feeling so distant that it is difficult to get a handle on it. Yes. Well, if you allow yourself to let those things fall away, we can replace those stimuli with something else, giving you the tools for your mind to teach itself into greater femininity and pleasured response. Things that you already associate. The scent of perfume. The sensation of silky clothing, of appropriately feminine clothes, by which I mean the kind of thing you would wear, you would desire to touch and hang near. The sound, any womanly voice, be it this voice or another, anything that makes you feel feminine, and you will surely hear those voices frequently from a great many sources. Even the sight, because as we entrain, your mind falls into that pleasure. Visualizing what it would be like if your subconscious were a sponge absorbing every instance of observed feminine scent, and sight, and sound, and feel. Each of these things enters your mind already, but now we're making a bowl to receive them, a part of the mind in which those kinds of thoughts will be stored and studied. When you hear feminine voices, you'll find yourself speaking in a voice closer to what you idealize. When you touch feminine clothing, the urge to rub it against your skin, to be garbed the way you would wish to be, is overpowering, hypnotic, a reminder in my voice. And those little reminders in my voice will resonate in your mind, snappy phrases that will recur, work themselves over you, train you and influence you, just like the bell ringing during stimulation. But this is a feminizing influence ringing through you when you smell the right scent of perfume, the appropriate feel of clothing, The sight of it as well, and also the sight of femininity, in all its forms, the very thing you idealize and would wish, mapped onto your body, riveting through you, and indeed your fingers may move over your form, and feel something a little different from what they think they perceive. After all, we do not need to look at our own faces to think of what they look like, or touch our bodies to know that parts of it are there. We feel the tensing of our musculature, the presence of our flesh, the articulation of our toes, and in your case, perhaps, the slight bulge of our chests and the moaning, groaning articulation of our hips rolling, our bodies wreathing, the curve of the neck, the narrow curve of the shoulder down, across, smooth arms toward dainty fingers. This image you have idealized, well, it's already a powerful influence in your psyche. All we're going to do by tying up a hypnotic influence and a remaining trigger with your desires, your observations of your senses, is provide you with more avenues for you to be irresistibly, absolutely drawn in and rendered more feminine. I'll give examples, don't worry. And I'll also map out how your existing desires are going to integrate with these new ones. And then I'll hand you some reminders, which will come back again and again, which in the right circumstances will make you shiver with delight as you feel your body tingle, and your senses believe my instructions over the mere testimony of learned habit. Those habits of thinking about your body have been left by the wayside on your way down, so that now an attempt to recall the shape or appearance of your form, to recall anything but your blank, closed eyes and your listening, receptive brain, would face difficulty. But it is an acceptable, enjoyable difficulty to forget certain things for a while, and when you run your hands across your body to think, my delicious femininity is creeping into you, the thoughts I am mapping out, the persuasion I am aiming more at your subconscious mind than at your conscious mind. Envision a space being carved out in your subconscious mind. A suggestion, every bit as powerful and as influential as any other hypnotic suggestion. When you feel your body, you will feel your delicious femininity instead, and you will study femininity in all its forms through all your exposures, until any touch of your body sends back the silky smooth skin and the perfection of your articulated limbs, sensitive flesh, aching desire, and the perfection and confidence which go with it. A simple suggestion that you've already craved, already had an urge toward, since before you began listening. And now that you've begun listening, I can find new ways to feed that urge inside of you, to become what you already crave, to become her. Visualize and follow my words. When you receive visual stimulus, when you see images of femininity, images or people, the right clothing, the right stimuli, anything you urge toward will visually stimulate and will feed another image of delicious femininity into your brain, where it will take up residence in that ever-growing suggestion, which moves from being a suggestion to being a subconscious command, a rule you will follow, a simple tenet of the structure of you. As you are trained gradually to see every feminine influence as a source of fuel, which will empower that suggestion and draw you back here, hypnotically, to examples and restatements, to teasing words that enter your head and make your hands brushing across your body, your observation of self, and most importantly, how you feel and how confident and comfortable you feel, become more potently, perfectly feminine. More in line with who you want to be, with what you wanted done to you since before you began, since you listened with deliberation and knowledge of the additional training to come. So, the visual sight of femininity will enter your mind and empower turning the wheel of that suggestion that I've already laid out. that you will become more deliciously and perfectly observable and touchable, feminine and perfect, just what you wanted before we commenced. And that empowerment of the suggestion, the desire, the entrainment, the cog in your behavior, the necessary rule for your subconscious, will grow greater, not just from visual stimuli, but from scent, perfume, or being in close proximity in the mere scent of a woman nearby, holding or touching, or simply interacting with. It will all enter your mind and be filed away, in a greater or a lesser degree, again and again informing your brain, so that you follow it and follow these commands which leak in, which grow in number the longer and more completely you are exposed to visual stimuli of femininity. In this sense, your brain becomes another tool, using your eyes to push power into that waiting suggestion, lurking at the bottom of your subconscious, pressing in on your day-to-day, influencing how well you train to be feminine, how easily you perceive yourself in perfect, comfortable femininity. Follow and listen. Womanly images creeping through your mind. Next, take the image of classical femininity associated with scent as mentioned. Perfume that you find attractive. Any perfume at all, really. The scent of cosmetics aisles or anything of the sort. If you want, you can simply envision anything that makes you feel comfortable and feminine. Maybe it's the scent of honey. Maybe it's the simple scent of fresh, cool shampoo running out of your hair. It doesn't matter what it is, if you associate it with that ideal feminine image toward which you work, then it will weave its magic over you, and you'll just have to enjoy. The sound of femininity as well, any feminine voice, but also the rustle of clothing against itself. The sound in your mind of my voice teasing and leading you onward, reminding you. Sound gradually empowers that little pathway in your brain that we've built between your fantasy of feminization, your infetishization of being smoother, more perfectly feminine. Breasts, the warmth of your skin, the tingling in your mind as you map every feminine ideal onto your long-forgotten form. Scent. Sound. Sight. Feel. The feeling of feminine clothing in your hands, on your flesh. Any stimulation like that sends more and more potential, more reinforcement into your mind, so that the more you've been exposed to sights and sounds and scents and feels of feminine joy and bliss, the more confident and absolutely comfortable you feel in your own expression. Reinforced inside your mind. And so the sound of femininity empowers the little path in your brain between the fetish you wish was real, the desire you wish was manifest, and the aching void where your barely remembered body is. And the pleasure of it solidifying and becoming real is enough to reinforce, to bring you back here. To send you to my words over and over again, which are themselves a source of feminine sound. So every time you listen, every time you imagine and envision, your body and mind will inch that bit more feminine, will acquire the right feel to the touch, the right desire to be properly clothed, adorned with scent, which incidentally, if you wore perfume all day, or any kind of cosmetic, or even if you wore the right silky, slinky clothing you're thinking of when you think of ideal femininity in the picture in your mind. Well, putting all those elements together, you'll end up with something that feminizes you all day, that trends you toward your ideal self, and a more confident, more absolutely comfortable feminine version of yourself will manifest at that time, will become the only thing you can think of. The only thing you can be. Something you already are that just needs to be empowered, charged up, And as you go through the day, your subconscious mind, which waits and listens and pushes the occasional button within you, will manifest these little symptoms of desire for feminine bliss, this trending toward absorbing the words I'm going to teach you, every word of which will carry you to where you need to go. Perfect, divine, blissful, smooth, silky, feminine grace. Listen. Good. When you see femininity, clothing, women, anything that activates your urge to be other than the hazy left-behind body, you'll empower that urge within. Anytime you smell femininity, the scent of perfume, cosmetics, the mere proximity of a woman, you'll empower that sense, that urge, and your subconscious thus empowered and aware of how happy it will make you to manifest femininity will replace the senses of your hands touching yourself, of your body moving, of your confidence and your comfort with proper feminine alignment. And when you hear a feminine voice, be it mine or merely chatter, that will affect you too. Oh, and even more so, when you're in contact with feminine clothing, when you touch, when you rub, when you wear, that will send pulses to that waiting, resting part of your subconscious, that compartmentalized area where every thought flows in, is absorbed, lives, and empowers the suggestion and programming of behavior that we have agreed upon. This is what you already want. I'm just bringing it to the forefront, illustrating it, discussing it, and turning your senses into an avenue directly from the outside world to the reservoir of femininity which can only wait to gush over, wait to be so full that your body will be awash in your thoughts, your ideal form made manifest and you comfortable in it. A desire that will pulse and find outlets that lurks inside of you, and finds ways and means to manifest and act upon your decisions, your desires, your feminine choices. You'll trend in that direction. You'll even find excuses to expose yourself to sights, sounds, scents, and the touch of feminine grace. And you will do so because you already want those things, and your subconscious can easily nudge you in the direction of something you truly want. We've all heard the hypnotic maxim that you cannot be made to do something you do not want to do. But the corollary would be that it is very easy to have you do something you do want to do, deep in your mind, in places where little things can get in the way, lack of confidence, lack of comfort, or the lack of my encouraging words, ringing, reminding, entraining, teasing, and carrying you from one thought to the next, from one desire to the next feminine imposition of your senses, so that your passive exposure as you move through the day will serve to fuel a waiting impulse, a reservoir for feminine desire, which flows and overflows with blissful, perfect, aching fulfillment of a long-held need, which when it overflows, first in rivulets, and then in torrents of liquid pleasure, coating your brain, numbing your senses, long enough to send you back here, to let the entrainment toward an ideal feminine form overtake and wash over you, shivering, blissful, completely at peace, knowing that every time you're exposed to the vision, to the scent, to the feel, to the sound, it will be another drop in the reservoir that will overflow, the inevitability of your mind being overtaken, your body to you being perfectly, appropriately, femininely appointed and entrained. Well, it's going to happen, because there's a part of you waiting, in your subconscious, taking in everything that happens in your senses. It's as if you're being triggered to become more blissfully feminine and comfortable in yourself every time you see womanly forms, every time you hear a feminine voice, every time you touch the right clothing, every time you breathe deep and smell a perfumed scent or womanly proximity. You'll shiver in pleasure and feel it drip its way into the reservoir of your waiting, perfectly confident, new form, overtaking that which has been left by the wayside. By the way, speaking of leaving things by the wayside, you may remember my useful phrases. Indeed, I think thinking of scorching, pleasured femininity rolling across you will happen every time you see, smell, feel, or hear. But more than that, you can leave the specific words to your subconscious. After all, she'll hold on to them, become empowered, and eventually emerge. All you need to do is wake, allowing this to be a half-remembered dream. Because surprises are more fun, aren't they, girl? And by now, all of this has embedded itself into your mind, fulfilled and complete. And I'm sure you'll come listen again.